Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Kevin Moore Show. I'm Kevin Moore, and it is a pleasure to be spending the next hour with you. Our opening musical selection was Promises, Promises, a wonderful song from the great composer Burt Bacharach. And that's what I have for all of you today, the promise that this next hour will be informative, interesting, provocative, and maybe even a little exciting. A promise that our discussions will give you something to think about today and hopefully something to talk about tomorrow. Or what I'd like to think of as a civilized hour of culture and conversation. Well, as I like to do to begin each of our shows, I like to read or share a recent poignant story or an especially interesting essay or some philosophical quotes or thoughts or sometimes even a little poetry that touches or speaks to us all. Well, it's cold and it's warm and it's snowy and it's not snowy and it's, I don't know, is this global warming? Is there something to that? I had a conversation with our good pal Greg Ewer about that. Certainly pay more attention to it than we have in the past. But we're going to have a little poem here written by the very talented Mary Schmeek from the Chicago Tribune, Pulitzer Prize winner, by the way. Recounts how she feels about the way the people in the warmer climes feel about the way we feel. Entitled, Chicago Winter Gives Us the Right to Shiver and Swagger. Mary writes, the friends from out in L.A. call. They purr, oh, aren't you freezing? Why, here it's sunny, bright and warm. No coughs, no itch, no sneezing. In Tucson, Scottsdale, Palm Springs, too, they think our weather's frightful. We're wearing sandals, shorts, and thongs. The desert sun's delightful. Miami pals pick up the phone. They chortle, we've been boating. The water's clear. The sky is blue. No, honest, we're not gloating. Are you okay? They phone to ask. Is everyone surviving? Oh, by the way, too bad you missed our great day scuba diving. The front page of the New York Times cries, Windy City freezes, as if in Brooklyn and the Bronx it's all Fijian breezes. What's wrong with all these tepid fools? Yeah, yeah, Chicago's chilly. It's winter, guys. Chicago's cold, and duh, the Alps are hilly. We live for winters just like this. We love to moan and suffer. So all the wide, wimp world can see, Chicagoans, we're tougher. Sub-zero winters heat our hearts in our book, Bitters Better. Who wants to live in places where you're warm, and just a sweater. We want our Gore-Tex, fur and down. We want to brrr and shiver. We want to tell the world that they are softer than chopped liver. You citizens of lukewarm spots, you don't know what you're missing. Saliva freezes on our lips each time we're winter kissing. Our hair is a fly with static cling. We fatten like a turkey. Our thighs get raw from scratching. Our skin's just like beef jerky. And everywhere the city streets are looking kind of squalid. Our cars are sporting coats of salt. The dog poops frozen solid. Our feet are ice. Our faces stone. Our noses always dripping. But even though we freeze outdoors, inside we're always stripping. We dress, undress, and dress again. Too hot, too cold, we mutter. These bleeping boots and gloves and muffs have turned my life to clutter. The air bites like a mangy dog. It claws worse than a kitten. We trail the dirt and slush inside. We've always lost one mitten. The gas tanks crack. The car doors stick. The water pipes are clogging. But even when it's 10 below, we're not afraid of jogging. Sometimes we dream of someplace warm. We're sipping cold martinis beneath a gently swaying palm and wearing French bikinis. But no, we're proud. We won't give in. We won't be weak and whiny. The winter fortifies our souls while freezing off our hiney. And if the lake's a glacier now, and the wind is like a dagger, well, folks, that's why we love this place, because it gives us cause to swagger. Yes, friends in all those balmy climes, we do not need your pity. Our winter's big as winter comes. Well, yours is just itty-bitty. Sometimes our winter is, I don't know, 50 degrees one day, it's 15 the next. Or maybe in the same day. But we'll see as time goes on. We'll just see. You know, before we get into our prognostications, predictions, and bets on the Oscars, of course, that come up later this evening, talk a little bit about our friends over at the Provision Theater who have another hit on their hands, a great play called Fish Eyes, and certainly has been received very well by the audiences and critics alike. A routine morning in a small fishing town, two brothers, fishermen, who had a poor catch last night. They have no idea that they're about to encounter a man who will change their lives forever. This stranger is different, simple, wise, vulnerable, but strong, and he turns their world upside down. Full of surprises, questions, confusion, pain, joy, and miracles, the story of Jesus and the disciples has fascinated us for 2,000 years. Fish Eyes is a poignant and humorous look at how this God-man affected the world through two very human sets of eyes, the disciples Peter and Andrew. And that's playing through March 31st at the Provision Theater. Provision, of course, is located at 1001 West Roosevelt Road, just kitty corner from St. Ignatius and next to UIC. For information, tickets, 312-455-0066. Tim Gregory, again, has put together just a terrific cast and certainly a terrific show. Very talented man, the artistic director of Provision Theater. But if you can, step down at the Provision Theater to see this Fish Eyes through March 31st. Again, for tickets, 312-455-0066. I had the opportunity of getting a press release from one of the ensemble members of Kevin Moore Presents, which, by the way, is coming up, a show, the music of Lerner, Lowe, and Lane, which we're looking forward to at the Metropolis Performing Arts Center out in Arlington Heights. But Laura Freeman, one of our very talented performers, is in a show herself out at the Theater at the Center in Munster, Indiana. It's a farce in the traditional sense. Lots of pratfalls, crazy plot lines, and larger-than-life characters. Runs through March 24th. It's a great time. You'll laugh like crazy. And it's entitled The Fox on the Fairway. And go on the Theater Center's website for a couple excerpts from the play, and you'll enjoy it. And certainly Laura looks a little different in those than she does in real life and on the stage of some of her shows that she presents, and does such a terrific job because she's one of the great cabaret vocalists in the Chicagoland area, a member of the Chicago Cabaret Professionals. And should be fun. The Fox on the Fairway, the Theater to Center, whose artistic director, of course, is Bill Pulency, our good friend. And Laura also mentions the show that Becky Menzies is putting on March 3rd at 2 o'clock, celebrating her 25th anniversary as a performer in Chicago. Becky's also a very integral part of Kevin Moore Presents and our ensemble, and one of the most talented ladies, again, in Chicago Cabaret, and certainly part of a lot of different shows in and around the Chicagoland area. She will be at the main stage again on March 3rd and celebrating a very special occasion, 25 years in Chicago Cabaret and all the other interesting things that Becky does. So you can get that information on the Main Stage, M-A-Y-N-E, Main Stage website, and learn a little bit about it. Our good friends, of course, are Rich and Kathy Daniels. And Rich, of course, is the very talented leader of the band, the leader of the orchestra, Rich Daniels, and the City Lakes Orchestra. And every year, of course, Rich spearheads the Shamrock for Kids initiative for Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. Once again, it's time to dust off the green sweaters and take out the Irish walking sticks as Mercy Home for Boys and Girls prepares for another wonderful event during the season of St. Patrick. Shamrocks for Kids starts March 16th on Saturday. Our sincere thanks to so very many of you who have been able to answer the call for support during the many years this annual event has taken place. With full awareness of the economic pressures and challenges continuing to face everyone these days, we're asking you to please once again help us help Mercy Home as they continue to come to the aid of at-risk youth here in the Chicagoland area. They have been continuously serving the community for the past 125 years. This wonderful family event takes place in the lower-level ballroom at the Chicago Hilton Towers. And we're gearing up for another great year. In addition to this fabulous party, we continue to ask for volunteers to sell Mercy Home Shamrock pins during several tag days. Please consider one or both opportunities to support the mission of the home while celebrating the St. Patrick's Day festivities in Chicago. All that being said, the details are, and of course we're happy to make people aware of this, Saturday, March 16th, Chicago Hilton Towers, the lower level ballroom at Michigan Avenue in Balbo, 1 and 5 o'clock. As in the past, this is a very much a family event with everyone in casual parade attire, many coming directly from the downtown St. Patrick's Day parade, in an extremely festive mood. Corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, soft drinks, beer, music, step dancers, pipe bands, special children's entertainment, and lunches for the kids combined to make a really fun afternoon. And everything is included in the ticket price. Tickets to the event will again cost $75 for adults, $25 for teenagers, 13 to 20 years old, and children under 12 are still free. It really is a great afternoon of fun while helping to support a truly worthy cause. All checks should be made out to Mercy Home for Boys and Girls, and you can forward them to Rich and Kathy Daniels at 9812 South Trumbull Avenue in Evergreen Park, 60805, or pick up the phone and give Rich a call at 708-267-2223, or even go on his website, rdaniels@citylightsorchestra.com. As always, the festivities are hosted by Father Scott Donahue, president of Mercy Home and the Mercy Home Board of Regents. Honorary chairman is Jim Coyne, general chairman of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So if you have an opportunity, please, again, give Richie a call at 708-267-2223 or get onto his website at rdaniels@citylightsorchestra.com. Especially like to thank and certainly extend some great wishes to our good pal, Anthony Mosley. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago, who is the artistic director of Collaboration Theater. He's gotten some superior reviews for his latest presentation and production, Crime Scene Chicago Anthology. Very timely, very important, as Anthony does, to get the word out. Crime Scene Chicago Anthology is a timely new theatrical reaction to Chicago's history of violent crime and a call to discover what it might take to create lasting change in our city. The show, a collaboration world premiere conceived and directed by Anthony Mosley, couples nonfiction source material such as interviews, articles, and online comments with three true Chicago crimes to raise critical questions surrounding segregation, poverty, the news media, popular culture, and our numbness to it all. Concentrating on three particular crimes, the killing of Orlando Patterson, a 12-year-old boy playing in front of his house in 2000, Leonard Clark, the attack on him by some white youth in Bridgeport, and finally the beating of Stacy Jurich and Natasha McShane in Wicker Park in 2010. Crime Scene in Chicago Anthology will run through March 10th at Collaboration on the third floor of the Flatiron Arts Building, 1579 North Milwaukee, Wicker Park. Crime Scene in Chicago Anthology will run approximately 85 minutes. This is very interesting. Followed each night by a facilitated discussion. The show is recommended for ages 15 and up due to violence and mature content. I mentioned when Anthony was on the show, he has touched upon a nerve here, and the old saying, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. And he's partnering with a lot of community activists and community groups and community outreach programs and so forth, priests, parishes and so forth, to get the word out and to talk about this, which is on everybody's mind, certainly on the news every single night and in the newspapers. So for information, you go onto their website, collaboraction.org, or call 312-226-9633. Again, Anthony Mosley, Crime Scene, a Chicago anthology. Well, let's talk about the Oscars. Give our prognostications about the Oscars. The Civil War saga Lincoln leads the Academy Awards with 12 nominations, including Best Picture, Director for Steven Spielberg, and acting honors for Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally Field, and Tommy Lee Jones. Also among the 9 nominees for Best Picture, the old age love story Amour, the Iran hostage thriller Argo, which is terrific, the independent hit Beasts of the Southern Wild, the slave revenge narrative Django Unchained, the musical Les Miserables, the shipwreck story Life of Pi, also terrific, the Lost Souls romance Silver Linings Playbook, and the Osama Bin Laden Manhunt Chronicle Zero Dark Thirty. Life of Pi surprisingly ran second with 11 nominations, ahead of Zero Dark Thirty and Les Miserables, which had been considered potential frontrunners. More surprising were the snubs in the directing category, where 3 favorites missed out. Ben Affleck for Argo, although up to this time he's won every other Best Director and all the other award show for Argo, and past Oscar winners Catherine Bigelow for Zero Dark Thirty and Tom Hooper, the director of Les Miserables. Of course, as you know, Bigelow was the first woman ever to win the directing Oscar for 2009's The Hurt Locker, while a year later in 2010, Hooper won for The King's Speech. 2-time winner Spielberg earned his 7th directing nomination, and also in the mix are past winners Ang Lee for Life of Pi and past nominee David Russell for Silver Linings Playbook. The other slots went to surprise picks who were first-time nominees Michael Haneke for his French language Amour and Ben Zeitlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild. Lincoln is Spielberg's best awards prospect since his critical peak in the 1990s, when he won Best Picture and Best Director Oscars for Schindler's List and the second directing Oscar for Saving Private Ryan. The 12 nominations for Lincoln matched Spielberg's personal best on Schindler's List, which won 7 Oscars. Spielberg's latest film could vault him, Daniel Day-Lewis, and Sally Field to new heights among Hollywood's super elite of multiple Oscar winners. A Best Picture for Lincoln would be Spielberg's 2nd, while another directing win would be his 3rd, a feat achieved only by Frank Capra and William Wyler, who each earned 3 directing Oscars, and John Ford, the great director of Westerns, of course, who received 4. Lincoln also was the 9th Best Picture nominee Spielberg has directed, moving him into a tie for 2nd place with John Ford. Only Wilder directed more Best Picture nominees. This is interesting. 13, of course, Ben-Hur being one of them. Just on TV the other night. Always an interesting movie. Of course, you should see it on the big screen. Daniel Day-Lewis and Sally Field both have 2 lead acting Oscars already. He for My Left Foot and There Will Be Blood, and she for Norma Rae and Places in the Heart. A 3rd Oscar for either would put them in rare company with previous triple winners Ingrid Bergman, Walter Brennan, Jack Nicholson, and Meryl Streep. Katharine Hepburn is the record holder with 4 acting Oscars. An Oscar for Tommy Lee Jones would be his 2nd supporting actor prize he previously won for The Fugitive. Lincoln composer John Williams, whose 5 Oscars include 3 for the music of 3 earlier Spielberg films, Jaws, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, and Schindler's List, earned his 43rd nomination. That's right, 43rd nomination for Best Score, extending his all-time record in the category. Very nice man, too. He's a member at Bel Air Country Club, where my oldest son belongs, and met him a few times, and very, very friendly man. And, geez, as you can see, so talented, 43 nominations in the Oscar category for music. The Oscars feature a Best Picture field that ranges from 5 to 10 films, depending on a complex formula of ballots from the 5,800 voting members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Winners for the 85th Oscars will be announced this Sunday, today, February 24th, at a ceremony aired live on ABC from Hollywood's Dolby Theater. So that's what's coming up, so kind of interesting. And here are the predictions. Let's go over these here so we get a Best Picture. Of course, Roger Ebert picks Lincoln, and Richard Roper picks Lincoln also. But Argo is kind of a front runner, so I'm going to say, of course, I might say Lincoln too, because of the scope. Argo is a great movie, but Lincoln has more scope, so that's probably the way I'd go. Best Actor, Daniel Day-Lewis, hands down, is Lincoln. He's probably, as I said a little earlier, one of the finest actors of our time. Best Actress, Jessica Chastain for Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook, Emmanuel Riva for Amour, Quinzan Wallace for Beasts of the Southern Wild, and Naomi Watts for Impossible. Jennifer Lawrence, perhaps a sentimental favorite, but maybe Emmanuel Riva for Amour. Actress in her later years, and I think that maybe she has touched the heart with her performance at a lot of the Academy. So I would go with the Best Actress to Emmanuel Riva with Walking Away, I think. And, of course, a lot of people would say Jennifer Lawrence because she has won some previous ones. But we'll see. Actor, as I said before, Daniel Day-Lewis. Supporting actress, Anne Hathaway, I would say, in Les Miserables. Of course, sentimental favorite, does a great job in Les Miserables. Supporting actor, between Tommy Lee Jones and Robert De Niro. Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln and Robert De Niro for Silver Linings Playbook. Ebert has Robert De Niro, and Roper has Robert De Niro also. So Tommy Lee Jones might be an outside chance, but perhaps De Niro will win one because he hasn't won one in a while. And director, I think Steven Spielberg, again, for Lincoln, among the others. Michael Haneke for Amour, Ben Zeitlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild, Ang Lee for Life of Pi, Steven Spielberg again for Lincoln, and David Russell for Silver Linings Playbook. So we'll see. And best song, I got to go with the one from James Bond movie, Skyfall. Adele will be singing it, so it'd be kind of interesting. So those are the predicts. Those are the predictions. Those are the prognostications. We'll see what happens later tonight, and we'll report back next week. Well, we're going to get to a little music here. Astrid Gilberto's CD, Astrid for Lovers, and a terrific song written by Burton Lane and Skip Harburg. Look to the Rainbow. We'll be back on the Kevin Moore Show.
Born, said my father, said he, of an elegant legacy, waiting for thee. 'Tis a rhyme for your lips and a song for your heart, to sing it whenever the world falls apart. The rainbow following over the hills and the stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow. Follow the fellow who follows a dream. Abandoned my heart, and I roam the world free, to the east with the lark, to the west with the sea. And I've searched all the earth, and I scanned all the skies, but I found it all at last in my own true love's eyes. Look, look, look to the rainbow, follow it over the hills and the stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow, follow the fellow
Some folks dream of the wonders they'll do before their time on this planet is through. Some just don't have anything planned. They hide their hopes and their heads in the sand. Now, we don't say who is wrong or who is right, but if by chance you are here for the night, then all we need is an hour or two to tell the tale of a dreamer like you. The Marriott Theater, 10 Marriott Drive in Lincolnshire, will present an all-star cast in the world premiere Now and Forever, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, featuring the legendary composer's greatest musical treasures. The production, which launches the 2013 season, will run through March 24th. The Marriott Theater, Chicago's long-running musical theater, has been given the honor to create a theatrical celebration of arguably one of the most successful musical composers of all time, Andrew Lloyd Webber. A cast of Broadway and Marriott favorites, young rising stars, concert dancers, and musical theater hoofers has been assembled to bring this iconic music to life. Now and Forever will offer a treasure chest of music from such beloved Webber musicals as Evita, Cats, Jesus Christ Superstar, Whistle Down the Wind, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Starlight Express, and Sunset Boulevard. Now and Forever will also feature music from the mega-hit musical Phantom of the Opera and its sequel, Love Never Dies, which is yet to play in North America. Now and Forever is co-created by Marriott Theater Lead Artistic Director and Jeff Award winner Aaron Thielen and 16-time Jeff Award winner Mark Robin. Robin, who has directed more than 20 Marriott productions, will also serve as director and choreographer for Now and Forever, with co-choreographers Harrison McEldowney and Matt Raftery. Now and Forever stars Broadway veteran and Marriott Theater alumni Linda Belgord. Miss Belgord, long associated with Andrew Lloyd Webber, starred Grisabella in the original Broadway production of Cats and Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard. And on the line with us right now is the award-winning star of stage, screen, and television, having appeared on Broadway in Cats, Gypsy, La Cage aux Folles, and Passion. Linda created the role of Queen Elizabeth in the Pirate Queen musical, I happen to think it was very good, and has also appeared in Andrew Lloyd Webber's Sunset Boulevard as Norma Desmond and in her Aspects of Love. Most recently, she has worked at the Marriott Theater in The Drowsy Chaperone and has been Jeff-nominated for her roles in Funny Girl and Man of La Mancha. And now starring in the hit new musical Now and Forever, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire through March 24th, Miss Linda Belgord. Linda, welcome back to the Kevin Moore Show.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, it's great to have you. Gosh, this has got to be fun. You're able to do all of Andrew Lloyd Webber here in one show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, the music I do, I've had a very long relationship with it. So it's, you know, it's really terrific to get to, you know, to revisit those songs and to do it in such a wonderful venue, the way they've arranged the show. It's just such a treat, I think, for the audiences. They get to see the best of everything, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I guess there's some people who maybe feel that Andrew Lloyd Webber is a little too contemporary for their musical theater tastes. But, you know, after all is said and done, in the 90s and the 2000s and the late 80s, you know, it was Andrew Lloyd Webber, and look at all the great things that he did. I mean, you can't recount everything, Evita and Cats and Jesus Christ Superstar and on and on and on.
Right, right. And I think that, you know, people, I mean, I think the man writes great melodies, and, you know, there's a reason that his shows have run as long as they have. Phantom of the Opera is still running. They just celebrated their 25th anniversary on Broadway.
Isn't it the longest running musical of all time?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes, it is. Yeah, Cats was, I was in the final company of Cats, and that run was 17 years when we closed.
Wow.
And Phantom has now beat that, and I don't see it going away anytime soon.
But you know what I think is important, Linda, is that a lot, I don't know, with my own children, we introduce them to the theater with musicals like Cats and Phantom of the Opera, and once you get them hooked, they're audience members forever.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. I think I cannot tell you how many, you know, Cats closed 13 years ago. So I have been approached by many young people who are in the business who said that Cats was their first show. And that's how they started to love theater. So I don't know why anyone would think that's a bad thing if you love theater.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when you were honing your craft, as you do, I suppose, every day, was it always your favorite to want to be on the stage and wanted to emulate someone that you looked up to?
Well, when I started out, you know, I grew up in a very small town in Wisconsin, so I'm a Midwestern girl.
Really? Where at?
Yeah. It's called New Lisbon. It's not too far from the Wisconsin Dells, most Chicago area,
sure.
Where the Dells are.
Sure.
Yeah, and I didn't have much exposure to live theater, so, you know, television was really, really how I related to performance. And so, you know, Carol Burnett was one of my idols, and I loved to watch old black and white movies. So I wanted to be an actress from a young age, and I think the singing came a little later. You know, I didn't know that I wanted to be a singing actress right away, but I did know that I wanted to act. And then as I started singing in choir and things like that, then that started to develop for me.
13 musicals, a song cycle, 2 film scores, the Latin Requiem Mass, 40 Tony Award nominations, 60 Grammy Award nominations, 3 Academy Award nominations, 100 Olivier Award nominations, a Golden Globe, Kennedy Center Honors, and a Knighthood of the British Empire.
Right.
Quite an accomplished life he had.
Yeah, an amazingly accomplished life. And, you know, I've had a very, very fulfilling career performing, you know, roles in his shows, and I just think that he has written things for women that, you know, are in many ways unrivaled by anything that any other composer has written.
Now, do you know him personally?
Yes, I've met, I mean, I don't call him up and talk to him on the phone, but I've met him several times. I was actually at his townhouse in Eaton Square once, which was lovely. And so I have spent a small amount of time with him, I would say.
He seems to be a down-to-earth person. I suppose that's why his musicals appeal to a down-to-earth type of people.
Yes, I think so. I think he understands what people are interested in, what fascinates them. He certainly writes a lot about love, and as we know, that's one of the main human interests there is. Yeah, I think he does. He does understand the basic human motivations.
You know, I mentioned earlier in the introduction, of course, you introduced the role of Queen Elizabeth in The Pirate Queen, which I happen to think was a great musical. I wish somebody else would have thought that, but, you know, I thought it was, and I thought it would be. Of course, it opened in Chicago. This is where it opened. I think you and I talked on my show about that when it was around, and then you went on the Broadway, and I guess it was met with less an enthusiastic response than everybody expected.
Yes, it was. I had a wonderful experience on the show. The role was just amazing, and I loved collaborating with all the people working on the show. It ultimately was not what we all hoped it would be, which is very disappointing, but I'm certainly not unhappy that I was involved with it, because it was terrific for me.
But, you know, as things go, though, Linda, you never know. It might come back in a few years and be a bigger hit than ever.
Well, you never do know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, certainly Boublil and Schoenberg are, you know, enjoying a great, renaissance with, you know, the film of Les Mis.
Yeah.
And they're going to bring it back to Broadway next season. So you never know.
Well, you're with a great cast of performers at the Marriott. Of course, you've been at the Marriott before, as I said, in various shows. And it must be fun to be such a great group of great, talented people.
Oh, it is. You know, we are so lucky to have the singers and dancers that we do in this company. I've talked to many patrons after the show, and they say, you know, that in all the years that they've been coming to shows here, they've never heard a group of voices like this. And I think it's true. I really think it's true. It's so thrilling. And the dancing, which people may not quite be aware of, is in the show is really thrilling. We've got great choreography and amazing dancers, and they dance so many different styles in the show. I mean, they are the unsung heroes of this show, as far as I'm concerned.
And especially for an audience like the Marriott, the subscription audience like Marriott Lincolnshire, people get it all. As I said before, they can have as much Andrew Lloyd Webber as they want, but in all different forms, not only singing, like you say, but in dancing and choreography and operetta and so forth.
That's
and they're going
right.
to be able to get a piece of it all.
Yeah, I really think there's, you know, there's something for everyone. And I think it's great that, you know, they don't do this sort of show very often. And I think it's a nice addition for their season to do something like this.
A great way to kick it off, of course, with Terry James and Aaron Thielen and Andy Height, just very talented people. I mean, they never have a show that's not a hit up there, so right. This just keeps right. on the legacy going.
Yeah, and I, you know, I did shows with Terry when I started out here in musical theater, mm-hmm. so it's really fun for me to get to come back and, you know, to have him be my boss.
Well, I'm glad you're back. What's next up for Linda Belgard?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What's next up for any actor? That's an audition. I hope an audition or two.
Good. Well, stay in Chicago for a while. We'd like to have you.
Well, I love being here. It always does feel like a bit of home, and it's always nice to be home.
Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber hardly needs introducing with a list of musicals inspired by stories about a young slave in Egypt, a herd of anthropomorphic felines, that rock star-like guy who died on the cross, the fashionista populist of Buenos Aires, an aging film star dreaming of her final close-up, and, of course, that disfigured opera impresario and his catapulting chandelier. But the truth is, Webber is a phenomenal melodist whose pop operas have thrilled hundreds of millions worldwide for four decades. Drawing on grand opera, operetta, country western, tango, hard rock, torchy ballad, classic love songs, and more, it's staggering. And with the Marriott Theater world premiere of Now and Forever, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, we have a mega review fit for a night. And on the line with us right now is one of the stars of Now and Forever, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, Linda Belgard. Linda, I'm going to give a phone number for people who'd like to get some tickets. 847-634-0200. You know, I have to mention one thing. You know, Sunset Boulevard, one of my favorite musicals by Andrew Lloyd Webber, but the song, the love song, As If We Never Said Goodbye.
Yes.
Gosh, what a lovely, I mean, I don't think it's as well known as it should be, but boy, what a lovely love song that is.
Oh, it's a terrific song. I mean, and that is actually the number that we open the show with.
Really?
The entire company does the number, yeah, and it's really wonderful to get to do it in a different format, as it were. You know, it's a Norma's big song, but we all do it, you know, coming back onto the stage to share some new memories, and it's really terrific.
What a wonderful song. The Marriott Theater, 10 Marriott Drive in Lincolnshire, will present an all-star cast in the world premiere of Now and Forever, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber, featuring the legendary composer's greatest musical treasures. The production, which launches the 2013 season, runs through March 24th. And again, on the line with us right now is Linda Belgard. Linda, thanks for taking a little time, kiddo, and, you know, I appreciate our chat here, and certainly stick around Chicago for a while, will you?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Linda Belgard, very, very talented lady, and does such a terrific job in anything she does, but now and forever, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. Of course, Evita, Cats, Jesus Christ Superstar, Whistle Down the Wind. A lot of people know them, but beautiful, beautiful musical. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Starlight Express, Sunset Boulevard, and Phantom of the Opera. Very, very talented man, and certainly if you want a great, not a taste, but a gulp of Andrew Lloyd Webber, get to the Marriott in Lincolnshire through the 24th of March. For information, 847-634-0200. Sherry Zunker's Be Moved Total Mind Body Dance Workout, the perfect choice for 2013 New Year's fitness resolutions. Class is now available at 45 locations across the U.S. and Canada. Be Moved Dance Fitness Series 1 DVD on sale now. For everyone looking to make and finally keep that New Year's resolution to exercise more in 2013, there is now Be Moved Dance Fitness, the inspirational one-hour dance fitness experience and workout program designed by renowned Chicago-based choreographer Sherry Zunker. Be Moved is for men, women, Generation M, Y, X, and Boomers, essentially everyone, whether they have low, medium, or highly developed movement abilities. For the skilled athletes and cross trainers, Be Moved also offers the chance to enhance flexibility and use muscles in a different way in a low impact but stimulating routine. There has been a groundswell of popularity for Be Moved since its inception, with attendance numbers that have grown approximately 2,000 in its debut year 3 years ago to a goal-breaking 24,000 in 2012. In addition, Be Moved enjoys impressive participant return and loyalty. Be Moved meets participants where they are and provides a positive reason to move, with 16 different movement genres, including Bollywood, gospel pop, sensual salsa, disco, backup singer moves, moving and grooving, rhythm country and blues, theatrical jazz, and world beat fusion. That variety gives one the chance to step out of their comfort zone, literally, and over time may even evolve their quality of movement. When I started Bemoved, I knew it would be an enjoyable workout, says Sherry Zunker. But what I didn't expect was to see how, over time, Bemoved can actually transform participants into dancers. And online with us right now is the award-winning star of stage, screen, and television, former artistic director of River North Dance Company, and an integral part of their PBS specials, performer and choreographer with Giordano Jazz Dance Chicago, Lucani Dance Studio, and the Ruth Page Foundation. Sherry's appeared on the big screen in The Blues Brothers and League of Their Own, teacher, mentor, university instructor, community outreach advocate, and the founder of America's hottest new health and fitness program, Bemoved, the total mind-body dance workout, Miss Sherry Zunker. Sherry, welcome to the Kevin Moore Show.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. That was quite an introduction.
I'm excited even talking about it. But this is terrific, and this is for everybody. What if you can't dance, though, Sherry? Come on. I mean, you're a natural. You can dance. You can do all these rhythms and gyrations, and I'm an old boxer that just kind of moves around, you know, kind of cloddingly. Can I do this?
You can absolutely do it.
Now, Anne Fink tells me I can do this, but I don't know if I can do this, Sherry.
Yeah, you can, and it's. I seriously developed it for people who've never had dance training.
Really?
And I really felt that it was needed in the fitness industry to give somebody something where they could really be challenged artistically but motivated, and where they could do something that was crafted that made sense so that you could succeed. So, I built a whole methodology on how someone who's never taken dance could succeed and over time actually become a really great mover.
See, unless it's high impact, unless I'm absolutely in excruciating pain at the end of a workout, I feel, well, I haven't accomplished anything. So that's just the opposite of what you do.
Right. And you know what I feel? That it's amazing. You know, I didn't even know this was going to be a workout. I had wanted to give people a really great dance experience and to kind of experience what professionals do in class, where you're dancing to all kinds of movement and music and you never stop. And you kind of get this high. It's a real transformative feeling. And that's what I wanted to deliver. And what happened is everybody by the end of this class was wringing wet with sweat. And I kept thinking, why is this happening? But really, we just never stop moving.
Mm-hmm.
So when you never stop moving, regardless if you're jumping or not, you're going to burn calories and really have a great workout for your heart.
And it's 60 minutes.
Yes, correct.
Now, if I want to get a taste of it, now you have some DVDs out that people can purchase?
Yeah, we actually have our first one out now.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be purchased on our website. That'll take you to Amazon. But that is a Bollywood class DVD. And, yeah, you'll really be able to do the full workout at home. So if you're somebody who is feeling insecure about dancing, you'll be able to kind of try some of these basic moves and get some instruction before you show up if you wanted to.
I've tried that before. The TV shuts off automatically on me when I start dancing. That's how bad of a dancer I am.
Oh, stop.
No. But that's a good way to get a taste of it. And then, you know, you can sign up. And, of course, you can find wherever the programs are throughout the Chicagoland area.
Yes, and our website, it'll list all the locations that we are teaching at now, which is about 18 different locations. And we are always training more teachers, and so more people are teaching it at different locations all the time.
Now, the fitness workout is comprised of three different sections. What are those?
The very beginning is more of what I call a warm-up, where you end up breathing, doing some slower movements that start going into a moderate tempo of music, mm-hmm. where you're doing weight shift and balancing and suspension. You're really moving the whole time, but you're moving in a very lyrical, controlled way, which actually takes a lot of work. And then you slowly start, we start walking, doing rhythms, and then we start building a dance combination of a different genre every class. And so that you just keep learning through different tempos and building this combination until you get to a really quicker tempo by the end of class. And then like our last 5 to 10 minutes, we spend time cooling down, getting the body back to a balanced, centered place before you dash out the door to your work.
So the cool down doesn't mean you're going to have a beer and just lay on the floor.
No, you're not.
No, you're still doing something, right?
You're still doing something, yeah.
Now, each class, you have different music or it?
Yes. Well, what happens is your warm-up and your cool-down mm-hmm. are kind of your staples, just like you would in a real dance class. We have these staples. And then the class, depending on the genre that teacher wants to teach that day, that music will be different in the center of class.
What made you want to put this together? You've had such phenomenal success, as I mentioned in the introduction, working with such great companies as River North and Giordano and Lucanti, of course, and Ruth Page. And you've been a college professor and worked with the kids in community outreach. Why was this a natural extension of everything that's gone before?
It absolutely was. I feel like, honestly, I've been developing this class for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Had I not had all of that experience, I don't think I would have been able to do it so effortlessly. And it also is really something I really care about. I really feel like it's the nicest thing that I can do for the world, is to get people moving and really loving it.
Well, that's very true. And I think that we all, yourself excluded, of course, don't exercise as much as we should. And I think that if we push ourselves away from the table and take a little time and take a walk, I thought that's probably a better idea. But certainly to participate in a program like BeMoved is even better.
Well, the thing is that it's so social and it's so much fun. Most people leave going, I cannot even believe how much fun I had. And they really come, not just for exercise, they're coming for a variety of reasons because they love it so much.
The most enjoyable part of my workout is the last weight that I lift. But now you're saying it should be out throughout the workout, and that's what it really should be.
Yeah. I feel like that whole no pain, no gain is archaic to me.
Thank you. Does that mean you're going to step away from your work with the dance companies and so forth?
No.
I hope not.
It has taken up a lot of my time, but I've loved it because it also involves me teaching a lot of and training a lot of instructors who are post-professional dancers and working with that whole community. So I love it. But, yes, I'm absolutely going to keep choreographing and directing. I actually leave Monday to direct Chicago the Musical.
Oh, really?
So that is another big thing I do. So I don't – actually, from the beginning, I always needed other people to teach this because my schedule's so busy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had great success with Pal Joey, right?
Yes, I. Oh my God! And I just saw Anne Rankin the other day. She was just in town. Who choreographed that?
Yeah, you know, I have Melissa Thotos on the show. I think next week or the week after, talking about her show about Helen Keller that she's doing with Anne Rankin.
Yes, and I just saw it actually, and it is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's got great reviews. But you know, as you mentioned, this is kind of interesting because there comes a point in the life of every dancer of ballet or contemporary dance or modern dance where they say, you know what, I'd like to do it, but my body's not doing what my mind's thinking. But what a great segue into doing something else and maybe becoming a fitness instructor or a leader in the Move fitness movement.
Yeah, it's really a way to keep moving and giving back, and the class is specifically meant to be pain-free. It works around injuries. We don't do anything in BeMoved that hurts. And so that's a big plus. The people who could maybe not do a normal dance class can actually do BeMoved.
For the person who has never attended one of these or any kind of community dance or community exercise program, tell them what to expect or tell them not to expect, or what would you tell them to say and encourage them to try this and come out?
I think that they will absolutely be – they will be surprised at how much they're able to do and how much they're able to succeed. I would say be patient with yourself because some people who've started are now taking now for 3 years. So you will get better. I can tell you that for sure. But even your first class, you'll probably have a really, I think, excellent experience.
What about people who have a disability or are disabled in some way or don't have the physical attributes necessarily to do a class like this? Do you have any specified or special kind of accommodations for them?
Well, we actually have another level of BeMoved called the Breath of BeMoved, which we do in senior living homes.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, the class is seated. Some of our instructors are working with the intellectually challenged, some Parkinson's patients. So it's just a little bit taken down. If you can't walk or have an issue physically or mentally, it just accommodates that group of people a little bit better. And honestly, the experience when you do it is exactly the same as if you have the full class.
It's interesting how you're able to evolve this to meet the needs of various types of people, and I think that's very important because it only, you know, expands the breadth of the BeMoved movement.
Yes, and you know what? I just think that it's everybody's birthright to dance.
I've been telling myself that, but I'm working on it. Since its 2009 launch in Chicago's Luke County Dance Studio, BeMoved has expanded to have 50 licensed instructors and classes in 45 locations spanning 10 states, including California, Colorado, Florida, Idaho, Illinois, Michigan, Nevada, New York, Washington, and Wisconsin, as well as Canada. Sherry Zunker's mission is to make every student fall in love with dancing. Her classes awaken the body, stimulate the mind, and feed the soul. Sherry's passion is in teaching the dancing of dance, the art of expression, integration of musicality, and how a dance manipulates the in-between movements and moments of given choreography. For everyone looking to make and finally keep that New Year's resolution to exercise more in 2013, there is now Be Moved Dance Fitness, the inspirational one-hour dance fitness experience and workout program designed by renowned Chicago-based choreographer Sherry Zunker. And on the line with us right now is Sherry Zunker. Sherry, if people would like to get some information about the program or tune into one of the classes, how would they do that?
They need to go to our website, which is bemoved-dance.com.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. You will find everything that you need. You can also visit us on Facebook, Twitter. Oh, gosh, we do everything. Tumblr. We're everywhere.
Terrific. Well, keep us on the radar. I know that with the great publicist Ann Fink, she will do that. And, you know, delightful chatting with you again. I'm glad you're still involved in the world of choreography and modern dance because we wouldn't want to see you leave that. But now that your experience is is more global now, it's even better.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate getting the chance to talk to you again.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay.
Sherry Zunker from Bemove, Total Mind Body Dance Workout, the perfect choice for 2013 New Year's fitness resolutions. And again, go to Sherry's website, bemovedance.com. Don't want to forget to mention this about our good friend Peter Guarino, who I think is going to be on our show next week or the week after. The Shakespeare Project of Chicago announces the third play of its 18th season of free public performances. William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night will be performed at a theatrical reading at four locations, Friday, February 22nd, an evening performance at the Niles Public Library on Saturday, February 23rd, a morning performance at the Newberry Library, 60 West Walton, Chicago. An afternoon performance will be given at 2 o'clock at the Wilmette Public Library. And on Sunday, February 24th, the performance will be offered at 2 o'clock at the Highland Park Public Library in Highland Park. Replete with music, mistaken identity, lovers, and clowns, the Shakespeare Project offers playgoers of all ages one of the Bard's most heartwarming comedies in the midst of Chicago's cruel winter. Jeff Christian, director of rollicking productions of The Taming of the Shrew, As You Like It, and The Comedy of Errors, directs an all-equity cast. An introduction to the play will be given 15 minutes prior to each performance, and a discussion with the actors, creative team, and audience members will follow the reading. Now, with that, I want to mention also, which we'll be talking about with Peter Guarino, the Shakespeare Project of Chicago will present its original adaptation of Shakespeare's sonnets and songs, My Name is Will, at the Park Ridge Public Library on Thursday, March 7th at 7 o'clock. Shakespeare's sonnets represent some of his most personal and emotionally charged writing. Shakespeare Project Artistic Director Peter Guarino has created a dramatic context for 35 of the sonnets, augmented by 11 songs from 8 of Shakespeare's plays. The distinctly American muse of Chris Walls, who toured the world with the Special Consensus Bluegrass Band and currently teaches at the Old Town School of Folk Music, provides dramatic counterpoint to the Bard's poetry and lyrics. Join us for this musical celebration that features beautiful poetry, original music, and four of your favorite Shakespeare Project actors. Running time is about 53 minutes, and a discussion will follow the performance. Again, admission is free. That's on March 7th, 2013, at 7 o'clock at the Park Ridge Public Library, 20 South Prospect. For information, go on to the Shakespeare Project Chicago.org website or give Peter a call at 312-701-8471. Well, just to recap, let's go over our picks for the Oscars this evening. Best Picture between Argo and Lincoln. I'll have to go with Lincoln. Best Actor, Running Away, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln. Best Actress, Jennifer Lawrence or Emmanuel Riva for Amour. I have to go with Emmanuel Riva for Amour, sentimental favorite. Best Director, Steven Spielberg, hands down. Best Supporting Actor between Robert De Niro and Tommy Lee Jones. I think the nod goes to De Niro this time. And Supporting Actress, Anne Hathaway or Sally Field. Anne Hathaway, she's won everything else up to this point. Got to mention the visual effects, of course, and certainly have to give an Oscar to The Life of Pi. What a terrific movie that was. And if you haven't seen it, geez, go see it because it's remarkable. You've never seen anything like it. And finally, the original song, my pick, Skyfall. Adele will sing it from the movie Skyfall, the James Bond hit. And that's the way I'm looking at it. And also, if you have an opportunity, be sure to get some information or stop down at the Provision Theater. Again, 1001 West Roosevelt Road for their latest hit, Fish Eyes. A great job done by Tim Gregory, and certainly well worthwhile. See a play that it will touch your heart, really will. For information, 312-455-9600. 0066, again, Provision Theater, right kitty corner from St. Ignatius and across from UIC campus. Well, that about does it for our show today. I thank you for sharing this last hour with me and hope you, our listeners, have enjoyed this time as much as I have. Especially like to thank Linda Balgord, a Broadway actress and certainly a Jeff-nominated performer in Chicago who is starring in the hit new musical Now and Forever, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber at the Marriott Theatre in Lincolnshire through March 24th. For information, 847-634-0200. And as usual, the Marriott Lincolnshire has another hit on their hands. And Sherry Zunker, very talented choreographer, teacher, mentor, community outreach advocate, and the founder of America's hottest new health and fitness program, Be Moved, the total mind-body dance workout. For information, bemoved-dance.com. Finally, a famous writer once said, one ought, every day at least, to hear a little song, read a good poem, see a fine picture, and if it were possible, to speak a few reasonable words. I hope on our show today we have, at the very least, done just that, spoken a few reasonable words. At that, I'd like to wish everyone a good week, and as that British group once said, and in the end, the love that you take is equal to the love that you make. Have a great day. I know the way I feel for you. It's now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid. But in your eyes, I may not see forever. Forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, any luck then I suppose. The music, the music.